Welcome to Chicago.
Yeah, man. Glad to be here. Right, glad to be here.
Well, when you walked in the building, what was going through your head?
Seeing this facility reminds me a lot of being back at Penn State, you know, just as far as the tradition that comes along with it, you know. So from the time where I saw, you know, myself cropped in a Bears uniform, you know, gave me chills. Even seeing, you know, Bears like, you know, Peanut Tillman and other guys, you know, come before you, Brian Urlacher's, you know, to wear that same uniform, you know, it's a special feeling.
What about Matt Nagy resonates with you?
His energy rubs off on you, you know, and I know from watching, you know, what he has done in Kansas City, you know, that he has everything capable enough to, you know, to put together an offense that's a well-tooled machine.
Is it exciting to be almost on a ground floor opportunity with Mitchell Trubisky just getting started?
Most definitely. You know, I think that's something that's one of the most exciting things about it. We have some unique pieces. You know, we're bringing some guys in from different places, you know, with the talented group that they already had here, you know, so this can be very special.
What can you help with Mitch that you learn from working with Blake and developing that go-to mentality that he would target you, you know, 300 times in a two-year period?
It's one of those things where, you know, I think how big communication is. You know, for me, just building communication with Mitch, you know, and just having him be comfortable, you know, with a lot of things that I'm doing. You know, that's the main thing. You know, I just want to make him as comfortable back there as possible.
You're known as a go-up-and-get-it kind of guy. You can clean up errant throws. Everything doesn't have to be on target. You're a red zone monster, which this team really needs. But would that be just doing you a disservice by calling you only that type of receiver?
Most definitely. You know, I think for me, I've worked a lot in my career to bring a lot more to the table than just that. Being a bigger guy, you know, at the same time, you know, I want to be considered a technician. You know, I want to show that I can create separation. You know, again, I want to make that job easy on the quarterback. You know, I don't want the quarterback to always have to throw into blind faith. I may make those plays, you know, but at the same time, you know, I want to be able to create the separation, you know, just to help him be confident back there, you know, get some catch and run opportunities and help move the chains.
Tell me about 3rd and 7, week 1.
It was tough. You know, for me, it was something that I had really, really worked probably as hard as I've ever worked and pushed myself to the edge, you know, to really have the year that I wanted to have, you know. So for it to be the third play of the game to go down, you know, again, it's so funny, I tell everybody, you know, it's one of those situations where it was first third down of the season, you know, against a divisional opponent, you know, and it was, were we going to go 3 and out or were we going to get the first down? You know, I mean, we did get the first down, but unfortunately, you know, that was my last snap of the season.
But they were 1-0 with you in a very unbelievable 2017 season.
Yes, sir.
I noticed you still have your medical wristband. Why?
I do. You know, for me, that's something that'll stick with me. Like you said, you know, that 3rd and 7. And it's been one of those things for me that has helped me a lot as a player, you know, as a person. You know, it has really, you know, challenged me in ways that I've never been challenged before.
What's your demeanor like game day versus what it is right here and now?
Pretty much the same.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty calm demeanor. You know, I just try to let all my actions speak a little bit louder than my words.
Do you have a football mentality, though, on game day?
Most definitely. You know, for me, again, I'm a football junkie. I can't wait to come back out, you know, through that stadium. I haven't came out of tunnel in which, when the season starts, will be a whole year. You know, for me, I've never really been out of football that long. So, I mean, I'm really looking forward to it.
From what I understand, too, you love the aggressive mentality of a coach, which I believe Matt Nagy comes to this organization with.
I think that's what Coach Nagy does. You know, he makes a defense really get prepared for him. I'm just watching Kansas City. You knew at any point in time Kansas City may score a touchdown. You know, it was going to be Tariq Hill, Hunt. You didn't know who it would be, but, you know, it was a possibility.
You going to be ready to roll, my friend?
I'm ready to roll now.